Now, adjust the volume control so that the sound can be heard in all parts of the room.
This is the Protect Your Assets podcast.
Mr. Sandman,
you get the idea?
Bring me a dream.
It's on the internet.
Make him the cutest that I've ever seen.
Go on.
Give him two lips like roses and clover.
It's a great program.
And tell him that his lonesome nights are over, Sandman.
What is it?
It's exactly what I need.
It's a slam dunk.
It's great.
It's like no cheese I've ever tasted.
Please turn on your magic beat.
Here he comes.
Mr. Sandman, bring me a dream.
Here's David Hollander.
After 25 years of hard work, Francis was asked to leave his job recently. Has your company offered you a package to hang it up for good? Well, if so, you're not alone. Many companies right now in the Bay Area are considering the cost to keep you around right now, and they're finding that they could save a whole bucket full of money by letting you go. So what should you do? If you're like Francis, this would have been a very bad decision. Good morning and welcome to Protect Your Assets. I am David Hollander, your host. It's so great to be with you this morning. For those of you just joining us for the first time, welcome. People around here, you can hear the jingle. They call me the Sandman, and that's because I help my listeners sleep well at night by answering their most troubled legal. And this past week, it was Francis's financial question. Should he retire? That's because I'm a financial advisor and a practicing attorney. We're live right now in the studio. So if you have a question, maybe you just got a package, you want to know what you should do, you can always tweet me a question at PYA Radio. Again, that's at PYA Radio, anytime you like. So earlier, I was just talking about Francis, you see. His wife is a longtime listener of our show, and recently Francis's employer offered him a package. Many of Francis's friends have also been offered these packages over the last few months, and many have taken them. So now they're faced with a difficult decision. They've left their jobs, and now they're wondering what to do with their 401k. And this can be a tough decision, especially if you are asked to leave your job. The last thing you probably want to leave is your 401k with your old employer, right? So what should you do? What's the right thing? And how do you avoid any sort of tax implications if you make a bad decision? You need to know what your options are. So stay with us this morning as we share with you four options you have with your 401k after you leave your job. You see, 401ks seem like a great deal while you're working. But when we looked into their plans, and the plans were riddled with traps, restrictions, caveats that are not apparent until you attempt to access your money out of the plan. But the good news is, with these accounts, they're an easy way to save for retirement. Obviously, through your payroll deduction, you can set a percentage to be taken from your paycheck and deposited easily into an account where you can save for retirement. And this contribution can be tax deductible, reducing the taxes you pay overall on your income. Some plans, like theirs, even offer a matching contribution, which is pretty exciting because that's like free money, which means that your employer is going to actually give you more money if you participate in the plan, just because you put more money in the plan, not because you worked anymore. And in this case, for Francis, that was up to 10%, which is pretty good. But in both of our clients' cases, they were not taking the full advantage of their plans. In fact, there was other aspects of it that they didn't even know existed. And so as we dug into it, we found out that there was a way to put more away and take advantage of some more tax advantages that they didn't even know that were there. But here's where the bad starts to come up when you look at these types of plans. Although they're popular, there is an inherent problem with them. First, you give up control of your money until specific triggering events occur that essentially give you a get out of jail card, give you permission to access your money once again. So what are some of the triggering events that grant you the permission to escape? And this week we came across them. One is you leave your current employer. So whether you retire, quit, or offered a package, separating from an employer is one of the triggering events that allows you to move your money, get control of that money again out of the plan, And of course, that doesn't mean you can just pull all your money out of the plan without the possibility of taxes or penalties, but you can move it to where you want it to go. We'll talk about more about that later. Another triggering factor is your age. Once you reach 59 and a half for some plans, you have the ability, again, to move money out of the plan. Many people don't know this. Even though you're still working for the current company, at 59 and a half, you may be able to pull some of that money out of that plan and park it in your own self-directed IRA account. You have a qualifying hardship. That's another way to access your money. So if your employer allows them, this is an if, this is non-mandatory. If your employer allows it, there are several life events or circumstances that allow money to be taken out of the plan, say for medical expenses or a home, if you just lost your home to fire. If you elect to use this option, keep in mind that you may be subject to a 10% penalty in tax liabilities. So coming back to the story about Francis, now that you're faced with one of these qualifying events, just like the Clash said, should you stay or should you go? Well, this is a complicated and technical question, obviously, because there's a lot to think about as you think about rolling it over to your own 401k. If you think about staying with the company, which in this case up front seemed like not the better offer. But as we started to do the math, in fact, what we did is we really dug into our plan and we found out that he had the ability to not only put more money away in his plan, but his wife also had her own plan, which she wasn't taking full advantage of because she's getting a 1099 income. So when we combine the two together, again, just going their current path that they're going now for another 5 years, using our software, which looks at retirement projections, income, taxes, all in one place, we found that by just tweaking their behavior a little bit, staying the course, they could save an additional, get this, this is an astounding number, $800,000 in additional savings for retirement. Now, we're not talking about folks who make $500,000-$600,000 a year. That makes that pretty easy. No, we're not talking about it. We're talking about normal people, both working, both have worked for many, many years, both have saved diligently. But one mistake, one bad mistake that they could have made this past week could have disrupted their entire retirement plan, could have made it so they could have run out of money later in life, and could have made it so their health benefits would have gotten out of control. So just by making the right decision in this case, not only is their retirement looking incredible, but they have another $800,000 on top of that that they're going to have the ability to pass on to their children if and when they pass away. So this was a pretty good result. Think about that. If you had $800,000 or more buried in your retirement plan, what would you do with that? Would you find a way to spend it? I bet you would. Coming up next, it's time for our popular They Say segment. You don't want to miss this one. They say that you should always roll over your 401k when you leave your job. Is that really always a good decision? Find out. It pays to keep it tuned right here. You're listening to The Sandman on Protect Your Assets. We'll be right back.
Times are changing. Some would say they've already changed. And how do you actually protect your assets? David Hollander's Protect Your Assets events focus on common financial concerns that individuals and families face in retirement. Things like how to prepare for unexpected medical expenses and ways to create income to help support your desired lifestyle. Join us at our next free event to learn how addressing these concerns can help you feel more confident about the days ahead and help you sleep better at night. Just go to pyaevents.com and reserve your seat today. That's pyaevents.com and sign up or join the wait list today. pyaevents.com. Enjoy the rest of the ride.
Now you know you are a cute little heartbreaker.
If you missed any of Protect Your Assets with David Hollander, all you have to do is go to pyaradio.com where you can download or listen to our latest shows for free. Just go to pyaradio.com on your computer or mobile device when it's most convenient for you. That's pyaradio.com. Now, back to Protect Your Assets with David Hollander, The Sandman.
Welcome back to Protect Your Assets. You know, Hendrix Live, I don't know if you know this, but I heard a story of Hendrix went to London and got to play a stage with Clapton, and the two of them were kind of facing off, and Hendrix was just so superior that Clapton just put his guitar down and walked off the stage. Anyway, all right. Markets are at all-time highs right now, and so what are they going to do? Are they going to go higher or lower? Well, now you can find out by enjoying the latest Protect Your Assets podcast, hands-free on your smartphone. This is so cool. You just do this. If you have Alexa, just say, Alexa, enable Protect Your Assets, or Google, say, hey, Google, talk to Protect Your Assets, and then you can listen to my latest weekly market segment, where, as you know, earlier in the show, I gave my predictions for next week and what you need to watch out for. We update this every week, so if you want to know what's going on with the markets, you want to know where things are going, ask Google. Hey, Google, talk to Protect Your Assets and look for the market segment. If you're just joining us, a lot of people are facing a difficult decision right now. They've left their job, and now they are left wondering what to do with that 401k. This can be a really tough decision, especially if you were asked to leave your job, because the last thing you probably want to do is leave all that money with your old boss, right? So what should you do? Well, what's the right thing, and how do you avoid any tax implications? You need to know what options you have, so stay with us as we share four things you need to know about your 401k when you leave your job. Now, it's time for one of our fan favorite parts of the show, our They Say segment, where we debunk common myths, half-truths, and sometimes just bad advice that they say.
Who are they? What do they know that I don't? And what are they saying this week? There's only one man with all the answers, and here he is, David Hollander, the Sandman.
So here's one they say. They say that you should always roll over your 401k to an IRA if you leave your job. Is that always true? No, it's not. What if you take a new job? Huh? Well, if you start a new job with an employer who offers a 401k plan, you should be able to roll over your old 401k to your new 401k. And this will give your assets the ability to continue to grow tax deferred while consolidating all the accounts into one instead of being all over the place in several. Most 401ks have a wide range of investment options, but you will still be limited to the funds that are in the new plan. So you could also stay with your past employer's 401k, because many companies will allow you to keep your retirement savings in their plans after you leave. And one advantage of doing that is your money will continue to grow tax deferred. But consider this. We saw this past week. Be aware that if you have a balance in that plan, maybe you weren't there very long, of less than $5,000, get this, your employer can actually just cash you out and send you a check. That's right. All of a sudden, that check could just wind up in your mail, and that could be super expensive, because if you just deposit that in your bank account and don't do anything about it, now all of a sudden you just created a bunch of ordinary income in 2020 that you're going to have to pay taxes on when you go to file next year. So consider this. I found this fascinating. According to the Bureau of Labor Statistics, this was a study just done last year, the average worker who was born between 1957 and 1963, get this, held an average of, what do you think? 12.3 jobs during their career. Can you imagine 12.3 jobs? So if you choose to leave your 401k at each employer as you leave, by the end of your career, you may have so many different 401k accounts that maybe you forget about a few. And, you know, I've talked about that on the show a few times. But it's also impossible to keep track of all of them, let alone making sure that your risk tolerance and your investment portfolio is diversified the way that you want it to be, particularly as you get closer to retirement. So think about that. Think about that as you look at all the different plans you have and what's out there and where you may be going to possibly consolidate all those and do a lot better job of managing it. Another option you have is you could cash it all in. That's right. After all, the market right now is at all-time highs. The NASDAQ, the S&P 500, Dow, They're all rallying pretty strong. And let's face it, this is the worst pandemic we've seen in 100 years. Things aren't back to normal yet. We don't know when there's going to be a vaccine. There are some legitimate concerns. And if you're like most people, you're probably wondering, well, when's it all going to come crashing down? So some people may say, well, what's wrong with cashing it all in right now? Cashing in all my chips and just walking away from the table. Well, certainly if you've been laid off, that is one of your options. You could cash out your 401k as an option. Remember, I talked about the triggering events in the last segment. So you have to first satisfy a triggering event, and then you can do what I'm talking about here. But if you cash it in, do that only if you have an immediate need for money, because 99.9% of the time, the withdrawal is always taxable. And if you're under the age of 59 and a half, there could be an additional 10%, what they call an early withdrawal penalty. And there are only a few ways to avoid that early withdrawal penalty. Let me give you the few I'm talking about here. So the IRS allows you to withdraw your money, in other words, cash it out, if you stopped working for your former employer in or after the year you reached age 55. So not 59 and a half, 55. However, this is an exception, and this does not apply to assets if you roll them to an IRA. So one thing you don't want to do is roll the 401k to an IRA and then take it out because you think you're 56 and you heard me say that. That won't work. Additionally, in this year, if you've been laid off due to COVID-19, remember, COVID's around. COVID could be COVID-20. Hopefully not, but this is COVID-19 we're talking about. That was part of the CARES Act here in 2020. This allows you the ability to withdraw up to $100,000 penalty-free. You heard me right. The CARES Act for the COVID-19 crisis allows you to pull out $100,000 from your 401k, allows the taxes that are going to be owed on that withdrawal to be spread out over 3 years. So if finances are tight for you right now, maybe you just were laid off. Maybe you're considering changing jobs and give yourself some sort of a runway for the next few months as you do that. If you're in that position, you could take up to $100,000 out of that 401k because of COVID potentially and use that money to live on and pay the taxes back on that over the next 3 years. The other thing you can do is if you take money out of your 401k, you could always deposit it back into the account within 60 days. And this strategy is known as what's called an indirect rollover. And this does avoid taxes and penalties. Whether your departure from your previous company was planned or it was a surprise, your decision on how you handle your 401k can be a choice within your control. And in many ways, this interruption of your job, this transition in your life, may be the start of a new chapter. Think about it that way. This new chapter doesn't have to interrupt your financial well-being. In fact, many of my clients have decided to cash things in and move out of the country. They've moved to faraway lands that are exotic. Some are industrial. But they're traveling the world now, and they're spending more per month than they thought was possible. But their retirement looks sound and steady. All right, coming up next on Protect Your Assets, how do you avoid the tax hit when you move your 401k? Find out when I come back. It's all coming up next on Protect Your Assets, so keep it right here.
Should I stay or should I go? If you say that you are mine, I'll be here till the end of time. So you got to let me know. Should I stay or should I go?
If you missed any of Protect Your Assets with David Hollander, all you have to do is go to PYARadio.com where you can download or listen to our latest shows for free. Just go to PYARadio.com on your computer or mobile device when it's most convenient for you. That's PYARadio.com. Now, back to Protect Your Assets with David Hollander, the Sandman.
Should I stay or should I go?
Welcome back. Welcome back to Protect Your Assets. David Hollander, also known as the Sandman. That's because I help my listeners sleep well at night. I answer their most troubled legal or financial questions. Hope you're listening to that on 104.5, by the way. Anyways, hey, listen, our heart goes out to all those battling these California wildfires right now. We are definitely thinking about you and all the hardworking people out there and the medical profession, fire, police. Thank you for everything you guys are doing. We really appreciate it. Okay, today we've been talking about the four things you need to know about your 401k when you leave your job. And that's because this week we had two clients who gave us a call. One of the most notable was Francis. You see, he'd been working at his job for 25 years, and just out of nowhere, they came to him and said, hey, we have a package for you, and it's going to be a year and a half worth of salary. We're going to give you all sort of benefits, and it sounded incredible, honestly. And Francis is 60 years old. So as we really dug into it, we started to see how this was really not such a great idea and how the company was actually going to do far better by having him leave than keeping him around for another 4 or 5 years, which was what his plan is. So as we all know, companies can let you go at any time, and there's really not much you can do about it in a work state. However, there may be some issues that are unlooked, so that's why you always want to talk to an employment attorney if that happens to you. And by the way, we can refer you if you need one. But in any event, in Francis's case, he's been doing this job for 25 years. He's been doing a great job. He's in no jeopardy of going anywhere. And so it's very likely that he can continue to work out the years as he's imagined him in his own vision. He sees himself working to 65 and then walking away. That's his magic date. And what's wrong with that? That's what he wants to do. So all of a sudden, when this offer came up, it just seemed so attractive. And in fact, he started to tell me about how many members of his working team had already accepted the offer because, of course, the company gave him a deadline, which was yesterday, and they had to make a decision. And I always get a little weary when you've been working on a job for 25 years and they give you a couple days to make a decision. I mean, is that right? No, but that was the case here. And thank goodness Francis was working with us. We had all his data for years stored on our system, and we were able to easily drop these numbers into his program and find out the upside of doing this decision. We were able to compare that directly to what he's been doing. And as a matter of fact, we found out some other things that came out because of these extra benefits, which were already there. And so we were able to take advantage of some of these things and retool his compensation. So now when they actually retire in 5 years from now, they're looking at approximately $800,000 more of retirement assets that they'll be able to pass on to their children when that time comes. So this was a pretty compelling, pretty amazing amount of extra money that was there. And so we started thinking about all those other employees who had taken the offer, who had their big 401k sitting at the company, and now we're wondering what to do with them, particularly in light of the fact that maybe they made the wrong decision. So today we've been talking about four things you need to know about rolling over your 401k. And listen, if you missed any of today's show, I've created this new technology. It's brand new. I'm pretty excited about it. So I'd like to teach you how to access it. Because if you missed any of our show, as you know, we do a podcast. And that podcast is uploaded and it'll be available for you Monday, where you can just listen to it, usually on your computer. You know how to get to it if you've been doing our podcast. But now I made it so much easier for you. In fact, if you have a smartphone, all you have to do is say, hey, Google, talk to Protect Your Assets, and then ask about today's show, where you can actually listen to the show hands-free. Maybe you have Alexa. If you do, just say, Alexa, enable Protect Your Assets, and again, you'll be able to find the show and listen to it hands-free on any of those types of listening devices. It's super exciting and so much easier, isn't it, while you're driving than typing things in? You can just voice it in and just say, hey, talk to Protect Your Assets. I like it. So this is exciting. And remember, if you like it, please tell a friend. I really appreciate your referrals and appreciate all the folks who've been listening to us through this pandemic and have appreciated tuning into the workshops. And so, as you know, during this time, it's been tough. It's been really tough, given the current circumstances, that it's just about impossible for us to see each other face to face, do our part to help people stay healthy. So we've come up with a virtual way to do that through Zoom. I'm sure you've heard about it. We've started these webinars. And so we do webinars every Thursday where we do a straight, plain English, straightforward conversation with you. You have the ability to interact with me, ask questions, every Thursday at 3:30. And so this coming Thursday, We're going to be doing one on everything you always wanted to know about annuities. So if you have any questions about annuities, maybe you were wondering if you should buy an annuity because the markets are at all-time highs right now and interest rates are so low and you're looking for other ways to protect your hard-earned savings, well, find out what you need to know about them before you invest by listening to my webinar virtually from the comfort of your own home. And the way you do that is you go to pyaevents.com. Again, pyaevents.com. Happy birthdays. Want to wish a happy birthday to Claire Hollander, Justin Smith, Pam McCullough, Kalo Helt, Elaine Gee, Brian Kennedy, Jim Maxwell, Ed English, Steve Downey, Mark Gaffney, Chris Owen, John Tavi, and Miles DeBoer. Happy birthday to all you guys. I hope you have a great birthday week. So today we've been talking about the four things you need to know about your 401k after you leave your job. And one of the big ones is a tax hit. So how do you avoid the tax hit when you move your 401k from your job? Now, this is very important. It sounds easy. A lot of people think it's simple, but it's not. You have the ability to roll over your 401k into an IRA with a bank or a brokerage firm, period, okay? So it has to be in that order. You also have to have one of the triggering events I talked about earlier. So if you missed that, obviously earlier I told you how to go find that. This one IRA account can be used every time you need to roll over a 401k without having to open a new account each time. So remember that. The money will continue growing tax deferred, and when you move it, there will be no tax owed on it as long as you do it directly from a custodian to a custodian transfer. Now, this money will be available for you in retirement. Some 401ks allow for what's known as an after-tax, so you paid your taxes on your income, and then you drop it into what's called a Roth contribution option. Now, maybe your former or your current employer allowed that. There is one big defense contractor in the South Bay that allows that. I'm not going to mention any names, but they don't distinguish what was pre-taxed from what was post-tax. And so when you roll that account over, they were on the show not too long ago where they talked about how it was all lumped into one IRA. Now, that's pretty terrible, particularly if you paid taxes on all that money and now all of a sudden it's all lumped into a taxable IRA account. So what you can do about that is you can make sure you keep track of which is which. So if you're going to go ahead and do that, you may remember Randy who called in a few weeks back and we talked about this type of an account. Make sure that you have your records in line where you can see what you contributed pre-tax and post-tax before. This is very important. Before you make the move to roll that 401k over to the Roth IRA, okay? Most IRAs offer you more investment choices than your 401k might, so that might be a reason why you do it. And you can invest in anything from stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more at your disclosure, your discretion, which again gives you more control, which might be the reason why you do this. There are also many online platforms that enable you to buy and sell investments on your own. In fact, on our website, libertygroupllc.com, again, libertygroupllc.com, we've given you the ability to do it yourself. At the upper left-hand side, you'll see it says e-retirement. You can go ahead and click on that, and you can open up your own accounts, and you can do your own trading right there. I'd like to give a big thanks to the Protect Your Assets team for putting together another great show today. My executive producer and network manager, Kevin Renfer, and of course, all my fabulous producers back there, Claire, Phil, and Jordan, because without my team, I'm just another pretty voice on the radio. You have been listening to the Protect Your Assets show. I am David Hollander, the Sandman. Go out and make the rest of your life the best of your life.
All calls have been screened. Callers should not expect their conversations with David Hollander on the radio or with staff to be held in confidence. And that legal information provided on the air is not intended to be a substitute for callers hiring their own lawyers to advise them about personal legal matters. Proper advice depends on complete analysis of all the facts and circumstances. The information given on this program is in the nature of general financial comment and cannot be relied upon as pertaining to your specific financial situation. California Life Agent number 0B48569. Listeners should consult their own financial advisor or conduct their own due diligence before making any financial decisions. The preceding program was paid for by Liberty Group, LLC. The views and the opinions of the host do not represent those of this station or its ownership. You're listening to the Protect Your Assets Radio Network.